And we're going to take your calls with Elizabeth Joyce this hour. She'll do a reading for you. What we need is your birth name, your date, and your birth date, and, of course, one specific question, and then she'll take it away. Thank you, and then we'll move on to the next call. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Elizabeth Joyce. Elizabeth, things seem to be out of kilter, out of whack a little bit. What's causing that, in your opinion?
My opinion is the astrology. The astrology is pulling us through this, and it brings us energy, and the energy works with the people. What's causing it is that it's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to realize that we've done a lot of good things, but that there needs to be some things that are cleaned up. You know, humans have been running the show. They're going to be identified. It's all going to come out. And at the end of the year, people are going to say, oh, my God, I don't believe it, when some of these things start to be revealed. So we have to shift over from cruelty, greed, money manipulation, mind control, and all those things. We have to drop all that and go into a higher vibration. That's what I think is causing it.
That's been with us since the beginning of time.
Right, but I think it's gotten a little out of hand. This is worldwide, George. It's not just here.
No, I agree.
It's worldwide, and we're going to have some major changes in our government in the next 3 months. I'm telling you, we started on the new moon on Tuesday, going right through mid-January. And I do think that Biden might be replaced. I don't know how that's going to happen, but I do see that he is not well, and that that's going to really develop into something where they're going to have to do something.
What about China and Taiwan? Do you see anything there?
I see China possibly going into Taiwan after the Winter Olympics. Taiwan makes all of our little things, you know, the computer things for the car.
The chips.
The internet.
The chips.
That's the word I was talking about. My son lives in China, and in September he wrote me a letter of goodbye because he doesn't think he'll ever get back here. And I thought that was really sad.
What do you mean he doesn't know if he'll get back? Can't he just come back?
No, because he wouldn't be able to come back into China again. He married a girl from China.
Oh, I see. So,
and they have a son, and he works there.
So he stays there.
So he stays there.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we've got one of our listeners can't call in because her husband is asleep. So her name is Linda.
Okay.
Her birthday is June 11th, 1947.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Ontario, Canada. And her question is, do you see a move for me? And if so, when and where?
I do see a move for her, and I feel that it will be mid-next year. And I feel that it will be her decision, and she could be moving near or around a family member. And it will be when she's more free with her time. So good luck, Linda.
All right, Linda, you got some activity there, to be sure. Let's take some more calls now. Let's go to Cynthia in Monterey, California. Let me give you her birth date, and then we'll go to the call. November 27, 1958.
Wonderful day.
Hello, Cynthia. Welcome to the program.
Hi, George. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I can feel your spirituality. It's just beautiful.
It's glowing.
Lovely.
It's glowing. You can feel it through the airwaves.
I can.
Oh, thank you. What can I do for you, Cynthia?
Yes. Well, I'd like to raise my vibration. I'd like to know if there's any work for me in my future. I'm at a standstill, I feel, in my life. So I'd like to know if there's anything in future for me.
Of course there is. As a matter of fact, we have the eclipse coming December 3rd, and I think that's going to change your vibration. Are you meditating?
No.
Okay, you need to meditate. There's a lot of instructions on how to do that on my website, and there is something that you can download called The Chakras and Your Body. It's fabulous.
Okay.
But I think that if you did a little meditation and tried to let go of the fear and discouragement, I'm trying to lift discouragement off of you right now, Cynthia, you are going to take a new step. You have a wonderful birthday, and you can do anything, and you know it. So find out what you really want and love to do. visualize yourself doing it in a meditation, and it's coming. It really is. Probably okay. By the end of the year or early January. Good luck.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, George.
Sure thing, Cynthia. Good luck to you, too. Hope that all works out. You enlighten a lot of people, Elizabeth.
I try. That's what I'm here for, George. And my life is dedicated to it.
And you're doing a lot of these by Zoom now?
Yes, all across the country. It's great. Australia,
oh, it's like they're there.
It is. It's like they're in the room. I like it. And I like to be able to see my clients.
It's amazing technology.
It is.
It is. You're going to make a prediction on anything sports-wise? Because the last one you thought, the Los Angeles Rams, would win the Super Bowl.
They won that in the last 5 seconds of the game. But I at least got the Rams into the game.
You got them in the game.
I got them in the game.
That's true.
So, who knows? Huh. I don't know. I never watched sports, so I don't know who would be contending.
Do you pick lottery numbers and stuff?
No, I don't do that.
You don't do those things.
I refuse to do that.
So we're not going to take you to Las Vegas, are we?
Well, I'm great in Vegas.
Are you?
In fact, Paul Anka invited me to Vegas in 1979.
You're kidding. I play some of his music for bumper music. He's great.
Oh, I love Paul. I grew up with him.
Did you really?
On American Bandstand. Yeah, he fell into my mother's lap. That's how we met him. He was only 17.
You mean literally?
Literally, on American Bandstand. They were in the back of the room, and some of them fell in my mother's lap, and we always kidded about it.
You know, he wrote My Way for Frank Sinatra.
Of course. I used to meet Paul at Teterboro Airport, where I worked in aviation. He had his own aircraft, and we would talk and look at pictures and reminisce.
Oh, that's something. He's
Canada's
best. Lebanese guy, Canada's best. He sure is, and he's still singing.
I know.
Tony Bennett's still singing once in a while.
Yeah, Tony.
He's had some health problems.
Yeah, he has.
But he's in his 90s, right?
Yes.
Something else.
And our dear Ed just passed away. That made me sad.
Ed who?
Asner.
Oh, yeah. He was great.
He was.
He was, and he was funny. Lou Grant.
Yeah, he was.
Let's go
very
back.
Very good at what he did. I think he's one of the only people that got 13 Emmys.
That's amazing. Let's go to our first-time caller, Rick, in Whittier, California. The birth date is December 31, Christmas on New Year's Eve, 1956. 12/31/56, Whittier, California. Rick, welcome to the program. Hi, Rick.
Hi, thank you, George. It's an honor.
Thank you.
My doggie and I are homeless, and we live in my pickup truck, which is about ready to die.
Oh, my God.
Leg. And we're just wondering how we're going to get up out of this mess.
That's his question, Elizabeth.
Very, very difficult, Rick. Very, very difficult.
It is. My little doggie's sweet, too. So
give me a minute, Rick.
All right.
Okay. You are born on a very special date. I'm feeling that you need to leave the area that you're in and go to a different area and just pick up anything you can for a while, and you will see a change in about 6 months. But the next 6 months is going to be difficult. You just have to be willing to work, Rick.
Well, I have property out in the middle of the desert, and I'm trying to get out there, you know?
Well, just drive out there.
What did you do in your earlier days, Rick, for a living?
I worked in entertainment.
Really?
Yeah. Technical worker in television.
Mm-hmm.
Can you break back in?
I have to do it myself now with this blogging and stuff, you know.
Yeah, it's very difficult. But what I'm trying to say is take different work. You will get work. It won't be that work, but you will get work. And I see that in 6 months, you'll be smiling. You'll be more comfortable. You'll have more money. But you have to wait for Pluto to move out of Capricorn, and that's happening in the middle of 2022.
Good luck, Rick. Keep in touch with us. I want to know how you're doing, to be sure. It's not easy living in your pickup truck with your pet dog. That's got to be tough, Elizabeth.
Oh, very.
Next up, let's go to Connie in Daytona Beach, Florida. Birth date, December 8, 1957. 12/8/57. Connie, welcome to the show. Hi, Connie.
Thank you, George. God bless you. And God bless Elizabeth.
Hi, honey. What can I do for you?
Well, we just bought a new RV and a pickup truck, and we want to hit the road, and will I be okay financially? And where?
Connie, you won't be okay. This is not the time to do that. This is not the time. You must wait until April. The roads are dangerous. They're going to have trouble and close some airports. I see too much chaos on the road. Unless you have a specific place to go. But to just travel, I feel that there could be problems.
But to wait until April, you're saying, Liz.
Yes. What about Florida and this volcano? Are we going to be okay?
The volcano's on the Canary Islands, Elizabeth, called La Palma.
Well, I do see some. Where are you in Florida, Connie?
We're in Daytona Beach.
You're in Daytona Beach, so you're up higher. You should be okay. There are going to be some storms, so I'm not going to say that you're not going to be uncomfortable, but I do think you'll be okay, and I think that you need to stay put until we get through this very turbulent time.
Okay, and what do you say, 6 months?
April.
April, okay.
That's what I'm hearing. Thank you, Connie. Thank you for calling.
Take heed. Ronald, Nancy Reagan would have used you in her day, wouldn't she?
She would have. Well, I knew Jeannie Dixon.
Oh, Jean Dixon predicted Kennedy's downfall.
Yes, she did.
Tragedy there. Didn't she try to warn him?
Yes, she did warn him, but he wouldn't listen.
Oh.
That's fate.
Unbelievable.
It is.
Unbelievable. How often do you rely on astrological signs for what
I
you
do? I
do
astrology all the time, and I do a weekly astrology report that I send out to anybody that's on my mailing list so that they can know the energies of the week, and it's very, very helpful.
It works, doesn't it?
It does. It's a science. And our astrological chart is our fingerprint to our soul. It shows you what you came into this life to do. I also write out people's karma when they want that, and I always have a special karma report over the holidays so they can get it for their family at less money, less cost.
Do you believe what goes around comes around?
I do. I just wish that it would be in the same lifetime. And it's not me that does it. It's the energies.
You do also believe in reincarnation, don't you?
I absolutely do.
Yeah. Next up, let's go to whose turn is it? It's Marilyn in Coachella Valley, California. March 3rd, 1953, 3353 for Marilyn, west of the Rockies. Hi, Marilyn. Welcome.
Well, hi, George. Thank you. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Marilyn. We're both the Pisces.
Yeah, yes, we are.
What can I do for you?
Well, this sounds a little strange because I, being a Pisces, but I have an issue with my father. He's quite elderly. He just turned 99 last week.
My goodness.
And he's no longer able to have his dog. So I just moved and I got the dog on top of that. And then I had to move him on top of that.
Oh, that's always
so tough. Yeah. But the problem I'm having is that I want to be giving and caring for him. I have him in assisted living. But he calls me every morning, early in the morning. Are you coming over today? I want to see my doggy, and this has been going on for a couple months now, and it's driving me nuts.
Well, you need to tell him if you can.
Well, I try.
Very gently, and then just go as often as you can, or don't answer the phone in the mornings if it's bothering you, and let him call you at noontime.
Yeah, I've tried that, but it's driving me crazy.
It's a habit of his. It's an addiction, just like we have other addictions.
And he's lonely, Liz.
Try to love it, Marilyn. Just love it and remember all he did for you.
That's
the
key.
Take steps to protect yourself and see him as much as you can. Don't put your health in danger. And ask for it to be lifted, Marilyn.
The guy's sad and lonely, Liz.
Sure.
I don't blame him.
And it is a habit.
And he's reaching out to the close person he's got, her.
Of course. But ask for it to be lifted. Ask for it to change. And I think that you'll find out that it will.
What was that?
My computer.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Not a bad song, whatever it was going to be.
Oh, it's a beautiful song.
Do you sing?
Yes, I sang for years. I don't anymore, but I sang. In fact, I dated Bobby Darin, and he wanted me to.
You dated Bobby Darin? You know Paul Anka? You dated Bobby Darin?
Yes.
That's amazing. He was a great tenor. Died way too early, 37 years old.
He was fabulous. That's also in my book, Unlimited Realities. But he wanted me to go out to Vegas, but my mother wouldn't let me.
He was a great talent.
He was terrific.
His mother wanted him to be like Frank Sinatra, and he was darn close.
I think he was better in many ways.
He was nicer.
He was very versatile. Very versatile.
Died of an infection that went to his heart.
Well, you know, he had rheumatic fever when he was little, and
That's
he never
right.
thought he'd make it beyond 25.
And he went to the dentist. He was supposed to take antibiotics, and he didn't.
I know.
And he developed an infection, and it just hit his
valves. But he was depressed at that point.
He
wrote a wonderful song called Freedom.
Yep. That was a classic one.
Yeah.
I saw the Bobby Darin story that Kevin Spacey played. Spacey did a good job.
He did an excellent job.
Too bad he's got his issues, huh?
Yeah, I know. But we all do, George.
Well, not like that. But
no, not like that. That's true.
We got a couple minutes before the break. Elizabeth, I want you to give out some info, your websites, your appointment phone number. How do people set that up with you?
If you call the 24-hour answering service, which is 201-934-8986, we will call you back. I have an assistant named Barbara, and I have another assistant named Elise, and they will make the appointments for you. All the information is on my website, which is new-visions.com.
Beautiful. Elizabeth Joyce with us, and while you've been doing this now for how long?
Since 1981.
That's fantastic. Yeah, keep going. How often does the FBI or law enforcement contact you for help?
Well, I get one call a year from something of the forces, whether it's the police or the FBI. I usually get one or two a year.
Are you the last call for them?
I think that it's a matter of they get so frustrated and they want to have an answer. But they're not encouraged to talk to psychics.
I mean, had they not found the body of this poor girl, Gabby?
They found her body.
Yeah, but had they not, would they have called you?
I don't know. Probably not. I'm not in that state. When I was in New Jersey, I had more calls.
Do you have to physically be on the scene?
No, but they don't know that. Although I have been, I traveled the subways of New York working on a crime in the Village, and I'm the one that found Riso, the president of Exxon.
Oh, interesting. Okay, we're going to come back and take final calls with you in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, our final segment with Elizabeth Joyce. Her websites are all linked up at coasttocoastam.com, a couple of her books. She's got many, but two of them are Unlimited Realities, Psychic Attack. And the number to call for appointments, 201-934-8986. That's 201-934-8986. Do people leave messages? Can they do that, Elizabeth?
Yes, they do. And I always ask that they leave the phone number twice. But it's wonderful. And it serves me on all of my shows that I do. So we've used it for years.
You still doing the Let's Find Out show?
Oh, I love my Let's Find Out show. That's on Sunday nights. Actually, it's on at 10 p.m. It used to be on at 9, but now it's on at 10.
Eastern time.
Yes.
Super. How many years you been doing that now?
Well, since 2010.
That's a long run.
Yeah, that's a long run. I've been on Coast to Coast since 2010.
Yes,
you have.
I wrote
my first book in 2007, and that was Psychic Attack.
Did you have fun doing that?
I had to do it. I was driven because I had gone to court with people that had been robbed by gypsies to get the money back, and we didn't get the money back. So so I documented it all and I wrote the book.
How much did the gypsies run off with?
One girl had $400,000.
What?
That was quite a story.
Wow.
I wrote about what happened in Psychic Attack. She was in Brooklyn, and the lady lived in her building, and it was over a period of time. But she called me for help, and I worked healing with her for 2 hours, and the lady was coming and pounding on her door and saying, "What are you doing in there? What are you doing in there?" So she knew what was going on.
She knew.
That's how the energy works.
Did you get her arrested?
Yes.
Good job.
Yes.
All right, let's go back to the phones. We're going to go to Jeremy in Jamestown, North Dakota. Let me give you his birthday, then I'll tell you a little bit about him because there's some things you should know. August 9th, 1975. Years ago, he was in a near-fatal car accident, was in a coma for 2 months.
Oh, my goodness.
But here he is. Hello, Jeremy. Jeremy, are you there? Well, he's not there. Hope he's okay. Mm. Goodbye, Jeremy. He never hangs up either.
That's too bad.
Oh, well, let's go to Doc.
I think the coma brought him to a higher level.
It did. It did.
He
made him more perceptive.
Very more perceptive and in tune with people.
Next birthday, May 3rd, 1958. May 3rd, 1958. Doc in Petaluma, California. Hey, Doc, welcome.
Hey, George. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
And Elizabeth,
Hi, Doc. How are you doing?
I need to know, I'm going fishing in a couple hours, and I want to catch a salmon. Am I going to catch a salmon today?
Three of them?
Check in with us, Doc, and let us know if you get all three.
Are you allowed to do three? Are you going with three people?
He hung up.
Oh, okay.
But you feel three, right?
I did. I don't know if he's going to catch all three, but there's going to be three caught with that group.
Have you ever been asked to try to peruse for Bigfoot or anything like that?
No.
That would be an interesting mission, wouldn't it?
Well, maybe. But I did go to Egypt, and I walked the paw of the Sphinx. I went with Joe Shore and the ARE, the Edgar Casey.
Edgar Casey's group.
Pictures of what was under the Sphinx. I went with my teacher from
Canada. There's a chamber there, according to Edgar Casey.
There certainly is.
And they did find something under there, down there.
They did. And they're still working on it because you have to be very careful. The Sphinx is so old that if they dig,
it'll crumble.
It'll crumble, right. But we did find some new esophaguses over by the Great Pyramid. What a trip that was. That was in 96.
Standing next to the Sphinx, is it huge?
Yes. It really is.
I mean, like you really got to bend your neck to look up it?
Well, you step a little bit back and you can do it, but it's got a tunnel underneath the tail, and to have been able to go under there, I think, is extraordinary. I also was able to go into the pyramid and do the entire initiation. I don't know if you know about the book Initiation by Elizabeth Aish.
No, I do not.
She writes about Egypt, and she writes about medieval times when they did the initiations of the people. And what the nine pyramids are, again, vibrationary growth. So they started with the first pyramid. They even have a children's pyramid that they would go have their children sit in so that they could meditate and raise their vibration. And also that's how they healed.
Next
they
up.
Used flowers and sound. And they would put them on a slab in one of the pyramids, and the people would heal.
I believe that. Let's go to Tampa, Florida next, August 24, 1973. 8/24/73. Brian's with us. Hey, Brian, welcome.
Hey, George, how you doing?
Okay, hope you are too.
Well, I have a question, and my question's very simple. Not so simple. I was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy back in 2016 and considered to be incurable untreatable, and I'm doing very well with my condition. I mean, for my doctors, I'm doing pretty well. I'm not in a wheelchair. I still am as active as possible, but what I want to know is, will there come a treatment or a remedy to heal me down the road? I don't care if it's natural or if it's medical, or am I going to continue to get, because now I'm starting to have some issues where, or I was going to wither away and die, you know, because, I mean, I'm not there yet, but, I mean, I don't
Brian,
know.
Brian, let me ask you a question. First of all, do you meditate?
Every day, twice a day.
I want you to go to richheartmusic.com, and I want you to listen to Richard Shulman's Ascension Music.
Richheartmusic.com?
Yeah, two H's. And that will help you. Will help you tremendously. And I worked with multiple, I've worked with
muscular dystrophy.
In fact, a 16-year-old boy, his legs straightened out on the table while his mother washed when I was working with him.
Jeez.
You need to work in your buffers, in your memory, in your subconscious. That's the cause of it.
Ever been one of Jerry's kids, Brian?
Pardon me?
Ever been one of Jerry's kids?
No, I'm not that. I have adult form muscular dystrophy called, I have to be called myotonic muscular dystrophy. It's an adult form of muscular dystrophy. So, no, I've never been one of Jerry's kids. But Rich Hart, is that a heart with a E-A-R-T or the H-A-R-T?
H-A-R-T.
Okay.
Rich Hart. Music.
Okay.
That will help you tremendously, and it'll clear the area where you're living so that you'll be, also my spray will help you keep the energy clear.
What kind of music does Rich Hart do?
He only does high vibration ascension music.
And you just meditate listening to it?
Yes. He's known all over the world. He's won all kinds of awards.
All right,
he
good luck,
my
Brian.
Music behind everything I record.
Why is it that the music and the meditation works?
That's the way we're designed. Music is mathematical, and music can lift the body, actually lift the body. Some people can levitate listening to music, the right kind of music. Something about the toning. But it's just fascinating. I use something called Ardas, A-R-D-A-S. It's in the Crimson series, and it's the oldest mantra known. It was here at the time of Abraham, and it means prayer beyond prayer. I think it reaches out to the universe. I think the music can penetrate the veil and go right through the astral plane out into the universe. I think that's why.
Let's go to Roseville, California, March 29, 1958, 32958. Hello, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I really enjoy listening to you guys. My mom has been ill for about a little over a year. She was doing really good before she got sick.
Mm-hmm.
And she started getting kidney stones and gallstones, mm-hmm. and it affected her and gave her atrial fibrillation got really bad.
Oh.
Do you see her getting any better? Or
what is her first name
listening.
And birthday,
she's not here.
Yeah, what's her name
12,
and birthday?
Well, her name is Carol, 12/28/1937.
What I see for her is that she's living, reliving some past, present life disappointments.
Reliving
her past, present life disappointments. So you need to talk to her, if you can, about what's troubling her, and then help her slip into forgiveness, and that will begin to help her get stronger. You need to talk to her about what she regrets and let her tell you
what
and then
she
blow
regrets.
It away.
Are the regrets making her sicker?
Yes, because that's what kidney stones are. And the fibrillation can be caused by the discomfort in the body. You'll see a big change if you do that, Susan.
All right. Good luck, Suze. David in Columbus, September 7, 1945. David, welcome to the show.
Yes, sir.
December or September?
That I believe
September.
The lady's already answered. I hope not, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Please tell me, everybody listening tonight in the world, that Donald Trump is going to be the next president of the United States in 2024. Because
all right, well, there's your question. What do you think, Lizzie?
No, he will never be president again.
That's it for him.
I don't know whether we're ever going to have a president again. Wait until you see these changes that are coming. The country is being reconstructed.
Well, I think we will. I predict we'll have another president.
Okay.
One.
I'm just saying.
I think when it comes to it, we're going to be okay. Once we get out of this COVID
mess. I do too. But it won't be Donald Trump.
No. Okay. Well, that's an interesting prediction. My webmaster puts down all your predictions, then sends them to me every time you're on.
That's good, George.
He's got them all down. He really does. I want to know about these aliens, when they're going to come down and say hi to us.
They already have.
Oh, really?
All over the world. That's what I was trying to tell you. As a matter of fact, my pilots, I've worked in aviation, saw a lot of ships when they were flying, and every astronaut has seen aliens.
I think they have. Not all of them have admitted it, but some of them have.
I've talked to a couple of them. In fact, I used to be in Florida, and I saw Grissom go, and I met the seven original astronauts, and then we had a couple come into the airport.
You remember it's what they amazing. Used to call those seven originals?
Oh, dear.
The Mercury astronauts.
Mercury, yep.
I used to be obsessed with the astronauts. I have a picture of the original seven.
I met them down in Florida, down at Cape Canaveral at that time.
They were great guys.
Because I was with people that worked for RCA, the telemetry part of it.
Can you do one more reading in about a minute?
Sure.
Okay, we'll do a quick one for Brenda in Flatwoods, West Virginia. 2-1-1952. 2-1-1952. What's your question, Brenda?
Thank you both for sharing your wonderful gifts with us and for the new friend from my home state, West Virginia, I just met. My question is there a chance that I can ever reunite with my first husband, Rob?
Well, that's an interesting take. What do you think,
Liz?
I'm going
to tell you something. You're going to have the luckiest year you've ever had. You're going to have a thrilling year next year. And anything that you want just about that you think and concentrate on, you can have. I do think that you could have a friendship with him. I don't see another marriage, but I do see a very good relationship with him.
That's interesting. Elizabeth, thank you for being on the program. Once again, give out that phone number to your appointments list.
It's 201-934-8986.
And the website?
Is new-visions.com. I want to say one thing about Paul Anka. My favorite song that Paul wrote was Put Your Head on My Shoulder.
Well, we just played it for you.
And my Texas guy loves it, too.
That's a great song. I mean, it goes on forever. Thanks, Liz. Appreciate you being on the program. Elizabeth Joyce. And, she almost dated Paul Anka a long, long time ago. Great programs for you continuing all week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I'll see you again on Monday with lots to go on Coast to Coast AM. For Dan Galante, Gina Salvati, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, Tim Banal, George Knapp, and Ian Punnett, I'm George Norrie somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.